Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Soul Tribe Podcast.
Hello everybody.
We're back together again.
As always. We can't stay away from each other.
It's funny because we see each other every day now. Whereas before,
several times a day.
Yeah. Lorena basically comes over to eat.
Yep.
Not that she's stealing my food. Like, she'll bring her food and she'll make it.
I'll cook here.
Or she'll, like, be like, I'm just going to leave this in the fridge. I'll come get it later.
Yeah, it's kind of like, because I have a meal with you guys. It's nice.
Yeah, instead we eat
of
dinner
just
together.
Sitting by myself having lunch or dinner. Sometimes lunch I'll have my own depending on how we're with work. But I kind of like coming over and having lunch with the two of you. Even sometimes they already ate, but they'll still sit with me and hang out and we can chat. But,
so yeah. Cool like that.
Yeah, we're damn cool. Yep. We've been cracking up. I've been literally laughing the last, 30 minutes watching some videos.
Lorena loves this guy who's freaked out by bugs.
He's so weird. I just laugh his reactions, and the bugs are disgusting. Disgusting. I don't like them. They creep me out. Bugs creep me out.
Did you know that technically bugs are not 3D? So, like, for example, minerals and rocks.
Oh, God.
Wait, no, this is important to say because you're going to be getting a lot of animal protein going into food. So it's actually important to talk about this.
Okay.
So we have 1D, 2D, 3D. For those that don't know what that means, it's first dimension, second dimension, and third dimension. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I've been talking about how we're in 3D, aka third dimension, and that we're doing a quantum leap to the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And for us to be able to get to human, and we've talked about this before, like you need to incarnate as other basic forms before you get to the advanced human form on Earth to be able to incarnate as a soul. So your soul will pass by and do 1D and 2D before doing 3D.
Yeah.
And so 1D is basically mountains and minerals and rocks. That's why some people, like, I remember when we first learned about the Akashic Records, we heard our teacher talking about, I mean, I'm talking about like 15 years ago when I was learning, my teacher would talk about how she's had readings before where people remembered being a rock.
Hmm.
Like, the soul.
I remember her saying that to me too.
Yeah. But that's basically the first incarnation form that a soul can have on Earth.
Yeah.
And so that's what that was coming up in that person's Akashic Records, whoever that was, right? Again, it wasn't my reading. It was a reading that our teacher had done, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's back when I had learned it. So she was talking about that. So all souls start is in one dimension. Then the souls pass over to second dimension. And so the second dimension is you left mineral form, you've left the plant, you left the mineral and mountain form, but you're going into plants and stuff. But incorporated into the second dimension is also bugs, insects. So they're 2D, they're two dimensional, or not two dimensional as in 3D, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Dimension as in the dimensions we're talking about. And then 3D, so when the soul starts incarnating to third dimension, it starts doing animals and, well, it starts doing animals and stuff, and then it gets to a level where it's finally ready to go into, like, human form. Mm-hmm. So a dog is going to be 3D, and a cat's going to be 3D, and those are the advanced forms of 3D animal-wise. Usually, souls will do dog, cats, horses as their, like, last incarnations. Again, I'm saying usually. You never really know. Each soul has its own way of doing things, but this is, like, the huge. And so then after that, there'll be like, I say it was a dog, and then that dog after will be having its last incarnation as a dog, and then the next one will be a human form.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? We talk about the fact that, like, we're doing a quantum leap now, and we're trying to advance the human body and evolve it into 5D. We need to do everything possible to help us get there. Because if our body, and I talk about this in Cosmic You, and I keep saying this, like I explain the whole thing in my course, but it's like if your body's super contaminated, your body cannot take in the energies, the frequencies coming in, like the Schumann resonance that we see and all these things. Your body cannot take it in and create the changes, the physical changes to go into fifth dimension. And another way of getting stuck we've talked about is like lowering your frequency. For example, alcohol, consuming too much alcohol or drugs will lower your frequency. So that's not going to help you get into 5D. Eating meat is also going to lower your frequency. It's going to keep you more in 3D. But even worse than eating meat and drinking alcohol is eating insects, because you're eating, you're consuming a 2D form, and it's going to lower your frequency even more. Wow. So when I see the supposed climate change scenario going on and they're saying it's going to be better, we should all eat bugs, right? Mm-hmm. I think that some of that might be some companies might be wanting to do it, or some corporations might be talking about it because maybe some of those have good intentions. Maybe, we don't know. But I think that there's a really big, and I call it the opposing side of the evolution of humanity. I do think the opposing side knows that if we get a bunch of people to consume and everything and all the snacks they have, and the proteins are showing up like Doritos has it now, or they're going to start putting it, one of the two. Mm-hmm. They're going to start putting it, the protein inside of the Doritos is not going to be from the animal protein, right? The animal, the insects. So now all these people that are like already munching on toxins, that's already going to not allow them to go into 5D. Now on top of that, they're adding this 2D dimensional component ingredient that's going to lower their frequency and keep them stuck. So I get that a lot of people that are on board with it are saying it's great eating insects instead of eating cows, I say, why don't you just stop eating animals, raise your the vibration instead of bringing yourself to even heavier method. If someone comes to me and says, should I eat a cow or should I eat a cockroach? I'm going to say, eat a cow.
Really?
Yes, because it's not going to take you, lower your frequency so as much as an insect. So just be aware of that. That's
interesting start to the podcast.
Yeah, we weren't going to even talk about this.
This was even on the agenda.
How did it even start? Oh, we're talking about the guy with the bugs.
Yeah, okay. And Lucy always has something to say about something that I have no idea about.
I would love to be able to get like a ratio of how many people like are like, oh man, there goes Lucy again with her galactic stuff. Or it's like, oh yes, there goes Lucy again with her galactic. Like I would love to get a ratio of like, is it loved or is it hated? You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I find it interesting that, I mean, the way you say it sounds like it makes sense.
Frequency. It's all frequency. Everything's frequency. Those insects are living a two-dimensional incarnation and you're going to consume it. Do you think it's going to raise you to 5D? No, it's going to do the contrary.
Yeah.
So now you're informed. Now you decide for yourself
what you'd like to do. Now you can do whatever you want with the bugs. So today's episode, we thought it would be good to go back to the basics with the Akashic Records. Because we know that there's a lot of people that are new here, that are new listeners, that are new to the Akashic Records. And we've done a lot of... Well, at least at the beginning, we did a lot of episodes about the records, about the Akashic Records. And we thought it'd be good just to go back to it. I think a lot has changed as well, the way that we work and the way we do readings. And I think it'd be interesting just to, you know, we've talked about our stories. So I don't want to go into that necessarily, but more like, what are the Akashic Records? How can they help you? How does the healing work? Not necessarily have... Yeah, maybe we can touch on preparing for a reading. Mm-hmm. And then maybe even before we get started, we can talk about, you know, the discount that we've created.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting.
So the idea was, to talk about the basics of Akashic Records and kind of re-describe what it is, since we have a lot of new people, like you said. And then we decided to accompany the episode and the amazing energies coming in that started in May and that ended the end of August. To company, we're in the middle of it right now. We said to do a discount code that's going to run. It's already active, so you can go get it now, you know, utilize it now. And it's going to run all the way to the end of July. It's the last day of July. So I can't remember if it was the 30th. I think it was the last day of July. I think it's the 30th. And so the discount code is for our Akashic Records Level 1 course, Akashic Records Level 2 course, and Soul Contracts within the Akashic Records course. So there's three different courses we have on our Thinkific website or our course website, and we'll link it below with all the information.
Yeah, I'll put all the info on the show notes. But it's basically 20% off with the discount code. The discount code is STPJULY, all lowercase letters. I'll have that in the show notes, like I said, and I'll put the links to all the courses. Mm-hmm. So in checkout, you'd use that code to get the discount, basically. So yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, so when you go checkout, put in STP July, lowercase letters, and then you'll get a 20% discount on whichever course or courses of those three that I named that you're interested in getting.
Yeah, it's really good. Especially, I mean, just so I'll quickly say this because some of you may be new to all this, but Akashic Records level one is when you learn to read your own Akashic Records. That's always the first step. And that's with everything. Even like if you think about Reiki, the first step is you first learn Reiki for yourself. And then level two, Akashic Records level two, would be when you learn to read the records for somebody else. So, and somebody else isn't just a person. It could be an organization. It could be groups.
Businesses. Animals.
It can be pretty much anything outside of yourself. So yeah, and then the soul contracts,
which
course,
we teach that in level two, we do teach that. That you can read groups and stuff like that. All of the, everything she just said is part of the course, the class course material.
Yeah, there's a business part of it as well. We talk a little bit about what, you know, what we advise if you're, cause obviously if you're going into level two, there's a part of you that probably wants to work in this and start a business.
I think we need to add to that because I've learned new tools recently, so we might be able to share
we
that.
We should add that.
All the stuff that I've put on my website, for example, people could use that to their advantage to create their website.
Yeah, and we should also mention that we, in our community, we basically have the Soul Tribe Social Club. And hopefully this month I'll be able to do the next call, which is basically we do Zoom calls where we all support each other. We have a chat where we can all talk about and suggest links and information. And the idea is just to support each other in starting our own businesses, be it spiritual or not, whatever that is, it doesn't matter. But the idea with the social club is that we all help each other with our own businesses and with the knowledge that we already have. So if you are interested, that's part of the community. Check it out. I'll put the link on the show notes. But with the soul contracts course, I want to make sure I talk about that is about, it talks about soul contracts. Obviously the Akashic Records, which we'll go into in a second, we'll explain exactly what it is. There's a lot about souls and the soul contract. So that course is really, really interesting. It's like complementary to either level one or level two, to both really.
It helps you like understand better as a reader.
Yeah. Especially if you're reading for others, I think to understand.
It's really good. It's accompanying level two. Yeah.
Very, very good. Yeah. And it gives you like an extra, I don't know. I think we also need to expand on other things like that within our courses. Cause I feel like there's so much that people could benefit from understanding as we become like readers in this years and years in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all the discount code and the links and all that will be below in the show notes. Check it out. If you have any questions, just reach out to us. We'll have our contact form. And then, yeah, let's talk about the Akashic Records.
Well, let's explain. I think we should both explain in our own words how would we describe the Akashic Records, because there's a lot of new people. So if I had to describe it for the best way for a human to understand it, it's the server, the universal server that contains all the information of any living thing, whether it's living now or lived before. So in that case, when we talk about the Akashic Records and getting an Akashic Records reading, we talk about a specific individual going to get a reading or reading themselves, and they're accessing that universal server's information that contains the information of their soul up into the moment of here and now, but also all the way back from the moment of creation. So that's the information you'll be able to get from the soul. Again, they're not going to gossip. We talked about this before. Like, they're not going to gossip, give you all this really cool information about, oh, you were Marco Polo, you were Napoleon, you were Caesar, you were, I don't know. There's fireworks outside.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's fireworks.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you could hear it, guys, but it was fireworks. Yeah, it's fine. Just fireworks right now.
I was like, are there gunshots out there?
No, it's
that's yeah. The server. I like you met once. I remember. I don't remember if it was in the course or in a podcast episode, and I explained it to that to somebody on a podcast as well. Like, it's like a database.
It's a database.
Yeah. I like that way of seeing it. I think our mind, our human mind, can understand it, and it contains all the information. Like you said, it's all the soul's information, anything you've experienced, lived, lessons, desires, dreams, frustrations.
Lessons pending.
Anything pending, from karmic to lessons to
Relationships.
Soul contracts, right?
Yeah. Soul contracts. you'll be able to get a bunch of information from the current life contract. I always say that the other contracts, it's like you're not able to see them because they've absorbed into wisdom. So the contract's no longer like, I guess you'd say valid. It just becomes part of the storyline because that lifetime has passed. And so it's just wisdom already learned. So it becomes information of a past life, sort of say. But you'll get all that information. And on top of the fact that now that I'm more into the galactic information, you'll get things like, what systems did my soul like incarnate in? Whether that's Andromeda or whether that's Pleiades or Sirius or, I don't know, etc. Arcturus, like there's so many options, right? Like, where's my soul been before? What can I understand about where it was before it was on Earth? And that kind of stuff, like very galactic, because your soul didn't, most of our souls, or the majority of our souls didn't just have experiences on Earth. It had experiences in other systems and other planetary matrices, I like to call it, mm-hmm. before they come here. And so that's because of the plan and everything that we're going through now. And we're here to be part of that ascension, whether it's to assist or to be part of it, because we want to experience it. And so the Akashic Records, and I've started getting a new perspective on The View, because I remember so long ago we did an episode in our community where it was about, there was like rumors where like people were saying, no, the Akashic Records doesn't exist in the fifth dimension. It's in the 13, or I don't know what else people were saying.
Yeah.
And so we went in and we ended up finding out that there's a bunch of carbon copies.
That's right.
And yes. That you access the one you have closest to you. Now that I have the galactic knowledge, I understand what we were channeling. I totally get it now. Yes. I was thinking about this episode we're going to do, and I was like, oh, I remember that episode. I'm like, oh, I get it.
We should make
it
a
now.
Separate episode about that. I don't want to confuse. I don't go too deep today with people. It's back to basics. We're going to like carbon copies and stuff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Let's put a pin in that, and we can just talk about that on a separate episode. We can make it even.
Okay.
A short
so this
one.
Is the basic Akashic Records, and then we'll do the advanced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way I would describe the Akashic, like, what are, if someone were to ask me what are the Akashic Records, I'd say, it is the book of life, and that's the way it was kind of taught to me as well. It's the book of life. It's the book of your soul that has everything recorded in it from, like you said, the moment of creation to even the future. Even though the future, there's a lot. The free will's huge in the Akashic Records and for your soul. And I will say that even in readings, because they'll bring that up and they'll make sure people like understand there's free will here. This is not just about what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. Free will's huge. And your soul, it's part of like the experience your soul needs to have, right? So the book, there's an opening verse that allows the records to open, the Akashic Records open. It's like, even I see the book opening now.
I like saying a sacred verse, because it's a sacred verse. Better understood.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like a prayer or a sacred verse.
Yes.
That you say it in a specific way with the name of the individual you're opening, whether it's you or someone else,
mm-hmm.
and that allows you to connect to the Akashic Records.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from there, information starts coming, I say down because it's coming from something higher,
mm-hmm.
Through your crown, and you receive it through kind of your brain and your third eye. I get a lot of visions now compared to what it was like when I started doing the readings. And I feel a lot as a reader, right? So each reader will receive things differently. There is a huge difference between how you receive information this is my own experience. When I open my own records and when I open somebody's,
mm-hmm.
it's huge. Like I'll feel so many things in my body when I read for somebody else, but when I read for myself, I don't, it's just words, information. It's like I'm journaling.
Yeah. When I read for someone else, I get a lot of, I see a lot. That's why I close my eyes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read for myself, I don't get any of that.
Yeah, it's so
it's
different.
Only information.
And I want to talk about this specifically also today, because I think a lot of people expect it to be the way that they would be when they had gotten a reading from somebody. They're like, yeah, because when you did that reading for me, I saw that you were getting visions and you were talking about
this.
We
don't get that for ourselves.
We don't get that for ourselves. I never did. And I think that's where I got also stuck.
No, I never did. I've been reading for 14 years. I never got that for myself.
Yeah. For myself, a little bit less than that, but never.
You can't, because the way that we're set up for our existence to be able to survive here, you can't see the things that way, the way we'd see for other people, because it would impact a lot of people too much. So it's like a safety mechanism put in place where individuals shouldn't be able to see so clearly their own stuff, because it could impact them to a point where it will break free will, or make them make a totally completely different decision. They didn't make it because they decided it. They made it because of an impact a vision had on them. It breaks the free will. It's a universal law. It can't happen. But if I get it for someone, I'm just describing what I'm seeing. It's not the same level of impact as if they are seeing it for themselves.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's different. I think part, for me at least, it's like the information you get for yourself is interesting because it's still very interesting and valid and healing information many times, depending on the questions, because the questions, we'll get into that in a second. The questions are the most important part of any reading. It's what brings the information down. It's what allows us to receive. But when I ask questions for myself, I still, it's like, I know it's, how do I say it?
It's you like, know it's true.
I know it's true. I know it's valid. I feel it. I trust it.
Yeah.
Where if I'm saying it for somebody else or I'm receiving it for somebody else, I don't know. I trust the information that's coming through because it's coming through their spiritual team, their book. But if it's for me, it's like there's a knowing when you connect with the information. You have to trust it, though. That's where people get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The fireworks.
Where is that? So close. Someone's celebrating.
I mean, wow. I don't think it's that land. It must be over there.
But there's not much more down that way.
There's a party at the cemetery. The cemetery's right over there. Right,
yeah, we got a cemetery right down.
I watched this. You guys know I love ghost shows. I watched this. Laura and I watched it together, ghost shows. And there's this like family that had the experts come in to help them because there was so much activity in the house. Oh, and they made a joke when they first moved in. They're like, oh, the neighbors are going to be real quiet. They're like laughing about it, thinking that they had a good deal from the house because the neighbors were just a cemetery and no one was going to make noise.
Oh, no.
Joke was on them. The neighbors were not quiet.
So bad.
It was a lot of activity. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. No.
Random stuff Lucia comes
anyway,
up when
yeah. That is literally you.
What?
Because it's like that even when we're just talking. You're like, oh, this thing happened. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, we were just
I get emails from people saying that, like, I cracked them up. And I'm like, what did I say? I don't even remember saying that.
It's ridiculous.
Wow, yeah.
What was I going to say? Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to put that thing about reading yourself. Because I think a lot of people start doubting when it doesn't feel the same way or come through the same way as if when somebody reads for you. It's just not the same. It's very different. Mm-hmm. Very different. Okay, so the questions. The most important part of a reading is the questions that mm-hmm. you ask. So if you're going to be opening your own records, you would ask those questions either out loud or have them written down on a piece of paper. Most people will start writing whatever they're getting on paper or typing it up. Some people are very visual.
It's almost like automatic writing.
It's like almost automatic writing, yeah. And a lot of people are so visual that we've had a lot of students that they can keep their eyes open and start typing or writing because they lose it. They lose what they're getting.
My problem is it comes in so fast that I've just started typing at my computer.
It's very
because writing it with my hand, like, it just started, it's so much information.
You can't understand what you wrote down.
No, I don't understand my handwriting. It doesn't
matter. Yeah, especially when you're opening your records and you're writing.
But this is all stuff we explain in the course. So like,
yeah, this is all explained.
Yeah.
Then level two, You would, if you're getting your records read by somebody else, you would bring the questions to them and you would ask those and then the information would come down from your questions.
Yeah.
That's and you using
the most common
will.
Thing is the person's writing down the questions they're going to ask. They're already opening themselves up to the answer and they're already telling sort of like their spiritual team, hey, this is an issue that I'm willing to finally work on, listen to see what the solutions or the problems coming from, or I'm just ready to let it go or just profoundly understand it. And so you're already opening up the doors of communication via preparing those questions and saying, yeah, I'm willing to talk about this or work with it. And then when they get to the reader, it's very common that they don't even get to ask half the questions that are already answered within like already half the reading.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes up.
Yeah, and like you said, it's very important to say this again. They don't gossip. The records don't gossip.
No.
It's not about gossiping. So it's more about you asking the questions that you know you need or the topics or the areas of your life that you know you need to work on or you're struggling with. Those would be what the questions you ask, right?
Yeah.
That's where the clarity and the healing will come through information. The Akashic Records is information-based.
I've had quite a few readings that I will say, hey, what's your issue with, or like, I don't know, I'm going to give like examples I can think of. Like, it's like, hey, so what about like, where do you live? Have you been thinking about moving? Or I'll be like, they'll make me ask, hey, where's your mother? Where's your father?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't actually write the question down because I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't think it was valid. And then it ends up being something that's blocking a bunch of stuff in their life. Yes. Or it's something that they just didn't think was so important to question. And the Akashic Records themselves with the question going, hey, because you can't break free will. So they'll be like, hey, what's, you want to talk about your mom for a second? Right? Yeah. Or like,
that happens a lot.
It happens a lot. So like the Akashic Records, if they didn't write it down, sometimes if the person's actually open to it, or it's something they really need to work on to be able to unstuck things, because everything's tied with it itself. Like it's all chained together. It will come up. So you'll find that even if the question wasn't asked, the topic might come up.
Or it's happened for like where the person had written it down then erased it.
Yes.
Or it was at the bottom of their questions.
Yeah, and they were thinking, I'll never get to that. So it's the least thing I need to talk about.
And it's actually the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
That's why I say to people, it's because a lot of people, you'll tell them approximately how many questions they can ask in the time of the reading. And they'll always write down, generally, they'll write down more than...
Yeah, they'll be like, I want these five questions mainly. And
these
then
are the priority,
these
right?
These are the other ones.
Yeah, so there's always extra questions. And I always say to people, I know you might have a long list, but follow your intuition. Start with wherever you feel guided to with the questions. And it doesn't have to be in any particular order.
But usually it's like you start getting the information for them and going, blah, 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 blah. Especially me. I'm really fat. I'm blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, oh, okay, let me get to, so let's get the rest of your questions. Okay, we did that. Oh, we answered that. Oh, we answered that. Like in one question, we answered like three questions. One response.
Yeah.
We answered like three questions.
Yep. That happens so much.
Yeah.
So... yeah, basically that's the questions are the most important part of a reading. If you come to a reading with me and you don't have your questions, I'll be like, you're not prepared. You're not ready for this because you would have taken the time to sit down and write down your questions. I used to ask people, that's that question I got because I think I sent a bunch of links when I do readings with people for them to be able to prepare. But I used to ask people to send me their questions beforehand. Because that's what my teacher had told me to do. So I was doing that. But then I was like, actually, no. I don't want that.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. I was like, bring your questions the day of the reading. And sometimes people have said to me, I changed them so many times. Because maybe they had like a week before they did their reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I had this question, then I changed it. And then I made this one this. And it was like, wow, it was all perfect. But I definitely think that you have to be prepared. And we, you know, as a reader, you always confirm. And for yourself, even when you're opening your records, I always say, have some questions ready before you even open your records.
Mm-hmm.
Have a list of questions and you sit with yourself and you meditate before you open your records and you choose the questions that you're going to ask. They can be super profound or ones that you're just curious about or you feel could help you. Maybe you have ones that you repeat over and over to see what comes through.
Mm-hmm.
There's many ways around that or many ways to do it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know what else you would mention about the Akashic Records. We'll talk about the healing in a second.
Well, there's level 3, but we don't teach that because you have to do it in person.
We will at some point, I'm sure, but it's more of a retreat type.
It's energy. It has to be at least 3 days and there's got to be a lot of stuff let out. And level 3, what it does is it prepares you to become a teacher to teach the other levels 1 and 2 and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a whole nother way of doing things. And the thing isn't to learn about how to read someone, it's about releasing your own stuff to learn the responsibilities, to be able to teach people to prepare themselves to be there for others and to be teacher for others. So it's a whole nother process in itself. But the basics, of course, is like you need to do level, like you said, level 1 to do level 2. And that's just the way it is. And also because even if you do the course with us or with someone else, you'll find that level 2 will start saying something that was taught or pick up from something that was taught in level 1 that you wouldn't understand, that we're not going to repeat all over again.
No, yeah.
That we did in 1 that then takes off in level 2 and expands it more, explains it more, or you get deeper into it.
Yeah.
But the Akashic Records is basically another way of just understanding why your soul is here, why you have the struggles you have, what you're really here to do, which a lot of people think, you're here to find the solution to, I don't know, you're here to cure cancer. No, it's usually not that specific. It's more like you would think of it as something specific, but it's more like really more vague or basic things.
More general sometimes.
Yeah, general might be the word. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're here, yeah, to learn this or to be able to express this. There's a lot of learning to express, because we have to remember that we're having a 3D experience. And that 3D experience cannot be replicated in under other worlds that are higher dimensions. And so a lot of times souls are here to experience, for example, just food. Mm-hmm. Some are here to experience tangible things like food and like gravity and things. Like it's an experience you cannot have on other dimensional planes.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's something really small that you would never think about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is Aurora doing in
the next
room?
Pushing the chair. That's a chair.
Yeah, she needs to stop.
Why is it that I know every noise, but you know none?
No, I know it was a chair, but I was like, is it the chair that she put next to the couch, which I told her not to do?
Yeah.
Well. And she don't listen to me. She don't listen.
No, Auntie's not serious enough.
I'm too nice.
You are. You're a pushover. You're like Rachel from Friends. You're a pushover.
I love that show. Yeah, I like what you just said, though. Yeah, maybe we can tell Aurora to stop doing that with the chair.
We took a moment.
We had to take a break to tell Aurora to...
To speak to the child.
To speak to the child. okay. We want to make this a really basic episode, so we're not going to go too deep. But any questions you guys have about the Akashic Records, reach out. If you are interested in studying or learning to open your own records or to become a reader for others, use the discount code, our courses... We'll teach you that and a lot more.
But just remind people that you don't have to just be a reader. Like, people can use this as, like, psychologists that want to find a better way to connect with their patients, for example. Or if you do Reiki or energy work and you want to open people's Akashic Records while doing the work to better connect as well. Like, we always teach people, especially level two, think out of the box.
Yeah.
Like, think out of the box and use it in another way.
A lot of students have done that. That have done our course have done that, like with Reiki.
Or if you're writing a book, you can open up your own Akashic Records and help the information of the book you're writing flow better, say the words better. If you have an exam, you can pop them open and help you like with the exam. Or if you're studying for something that you're finding really difficult to understand, you can open them and always have to break your free will and say that you're asking for assistance from the Akashic Records to better see a different perspective or better understand the material you're studying. So even if you have your records open, it doesn't mean they're going to, boom, assist you. You have to break the free will and ask them. These are all things that we explain in the course, of course. But I just wanted to say that because it's not just becoming a reader. It's an additional tool. It could be your main tool.
Yep.
Or it could be your additional tool to whatever it is you already do. Someone that paints, for example, can open up their Akashic Records and maybe like a drawing could be expressed differently. Maybe they're like, it blossoms more.
Yeah, the colors are different. The strokes are different.
Yeah, crafts, jewelry, get new ideas, anything. It's like the sky's the limit. Just
yeah, it's not just about reading or opening the records for a purpose of healing in itself and asking the questions. It is probably the most important part and where most people will use it, but other people might just use it for, you know, their own. It's a tool that helps them with the other things that they do.
Yes.
Like you said. Yeah. Completely. Completely. And I think we forget. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talk about that in the courses, but it's important to say it here because maybe someone's like, oh, I don't want to be a reader, but that might be able to bring a plus to your life for whatever reason. Yeah. And then if you're someone that's working with other people and you want it as a secondary tool, then with level two, then you can open up other people's Akashic Records and use that as your secondary tool to whatever it is you're already doing for people with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess in the next time we talk about the Akashic Records, the next episode, we can talk about like the whole thing where like people were talking about how the Akashic Records exist on other dimensions. And I don't know, there was all these rumors and things and channelers that were saying things that were going around. And we were like, okay, let's understand this.
Maybe listen back to what came through with our records.
It's in the community.
Yeah. And we can add on to it on the podcast. Maybe we'll see how we do it.
This was so. It was like 2 years ago or something.
Was it? No, it wasn't that long ago. No, I don't think so. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, take advantage of the discount code. I was gonna say something while you were talking, and now I lost it.
And I just remember that our course website. We'll leave the link below, and you can. It's already active. The code can already be used from now until the last day of July. And the code is STPJULY. You use it at checkout and it gives you a 20% discount. And that's for three different courses, Akashic Records Level 1, Akashic Records Level 2, and Soul Contracts within the Akashic Records.
Yeah, it's STP July, all lowercase, right?
Yes, all lowercase. So just, yeah. I guess, remind people that we are both Akashic Records readers, of
yes,
course.
Yes, yes.
And that you can get a reading with Lorena, or you can get a reading with me, Lucia, or you can get a reading with both of us.
Dual reading.
Dual reading, we call that. And so for dual reading, you can contact us via our website, Soul Tribe Podcast website, that the link is below. For reading with Lorena, you go to lorenaespiga.com. We'll leave the link below. And then for reading with me, you go to luciaespiga.com, which we'll leave the link below
as well.
I'll
put all the contacts forms as well as the websites.
Yeah. And I've automated my website so that you can really easily book, pick the date, find the date in my calendar, and you book it yourself. And then it just, everything is super easy now.
Yeah, for me, just email me and we'll set it up together. I was going to say something and I lost it. I don't know.
I've been having so much fun with the Akashic Records lately because since I've been into this galactic world, it's like my energy shift has brought in more people to come and get readings that are like wanting to understand, like, where was my soul before Earth? Like, what's going on? And it's like,
we've gone very different routes.
And no, and it's very cool. But I've even analytical people, even structured people, and even guys are now coming. Like all these things, like these new,
a lot more
people
men,
are opening up to it now. And it's so cool to see.
It is. It is very cool. And I'm so in the family constellation energy, in the family system, in the healing. And oh yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
Okay. So I've been offering for the last couple of weeks, I think it's been almost a month now, a new healing method that I call family system and ancestral healing. And it's going to be a workshop type healing. So we all come on Zoom and I'm finishing up the last ones with the community. So I've offered it for free in the community. It'll be something I'll be offering quarterly for free in the community. Anybody that wants to sign up can come on and we work through specific topics.
For those that don't know what community means, it's, we have a website that's an additional community where we put additional episodes, three extra episodes a month, and then we all communicate with each other. We have a chat group where everyone that's in it talks to each other.
You get discounts, you got a book club, we got tons of stuff.
And then we're about to do, we have a vote for what day we want to all get on Zoom and talk to each other.
Yeah, we do a quarterly meetup where we all talk about the book that we've been reading and also just chat, like for all of us to like reconnect. Lots of people have been meeting in person, which is
nice. Yeah. That's thunder. That's, dude, so much is happening today.
What's happening today?
That's not fireworks. That's thunder. That's fireworks. Are picking up it. That's thunder.
Oh, that's thunder. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. Guys, I have to tell Lorena like what she's hearing.
I better get home. I'm going to get caught in the rain.
Your commute is 5-minute walk, Lorena. Yeah, not even.
So anyway, I've been offering the ancestral family system and ancestral healing workshops. So I assume, I don't have the time frame yet, but I think if you do want to get that information, sign up to my newsletter. I'll put that link in the show notes. Sign up because you guys will be the first ones to know in my newsletter. And then obviously my Instagram, I'll post something there. But it'll be a new service, workshop-based, and not everybody will do the active healing. It'll be more of like a group setting where a couple people can raise their hand and we work through energetic things within your family system. It's not a family constellation. It's with the Akashic Records as well. So I open the Akashic Records of the group and my own Akashic Records and we heal. So it's been great. I'm going to try to see if I can get some testimonials and feedback from all the amazing people in the community that have done this with me because it's been profound. It's been amazing. So yeah, I hope, and I'm hoping that I can get that out to you guys really soon. And I think I'll just start with like a monthly workshop for now and then see where that goes. And start off with like, you know, a couple sessions that are pretty accessible financially and see where that goes. Yeah. So just to help, a further way to help people and work through things, especially when you don't know if the Akashic Records are the right thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think that's it.
That's it. So we'll leave the links below of everything. We talked about the course website, the community website, our websites, the Soul Tribe Podcast website.
Yep, everything. Yeah. All links below. And we'll be doing more episodes about the Akashic Records, taking advantage of the fact that we have this kind of momentum with the basics, and then...
But also there's a bunch of new people listening that, like, need to go back to listen... Would need to go all the way back to the beginning to listen to what the Akashic Records are. We might as well talk about it because we all love talking about it anyways. Yeah,
it's our favorite.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great week, and... Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next episode.
And watch them bugs, guys.
Yeah, careful with the bugs.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye.